Thanks, Darren, and thanks, everybody, and thanks to John, who is hangs out with Elisa San Pedrin, clearly. I was going to start by reading. There's actually this... next week, I'm going to be introducing an American poet, Ray Armantrout. Excuse me, my bronchioles are uncooperative today. And... who's going to be reading at Concordia, 7 o'clock next Thursday, Deceive Theater probably. Which?
Friday.
Friday. Hiya, for Thursday. Friday. She's reading on Friday, next Friday. I just remembered. Deceive Theater, Concordia, probably 7 p.m. Ray Armantrout, she's been a very important American poet and very interesting American poet, so you guys should go. Anyways, instead of writing my introduction, I translated one of her poems into French. So I'm just going to read that just because it's fun to have some French, I think. So this is a Ray Armantrout poem, translated by me instead of doing my work. It's called À travers les murs. Estomac délaissé. Se recroquevillée en anneaux familiers, elle s'endort. Quel monde, mon petit grossier. Herbe crue et cette ivrée enivrante herbe à couteau déchevelé. Coup de soleil. Mais sans chaleur, vers qui? Comme si poreuse passant à travers. Affamée vers un jardin et ses soins chuchotés. Ses bleus, ses roses, qui les a sauvegardés pour vous. Peut s'appairer l'après-midi d'un soir en regardant et regardant en arrière ou en bas sur notre suspense cloisonnier. Il en reste encore, on nous fait comprendre, excrétant un lien de plus et remettant une feuille à chaque côté, une nageoire, un trait, ce progrès lent. La chose terrible, si chaque poussée l'a abandonné, phrase anonyme, ici même et là, y fait surface. Sous les yeux cachés de Basile et de Boniface. Nananana, nanana. Pour en revenir à sa sœur, puis prête à aborder le monde et ses dessins intelligents et déserts. Surtout chez soi quand des mots bien connus arrivent à travers des fibres métalliques, les invisibles transformateurs, disant « Ça me fait penser demain chez moi, lointain. » Donc, that's Ray Armantrout en français. So I'm going to read from this book that has a title that resembles The Unmentionable. I kind of like that way of describing it. The Unmentionable, which is so unmentionable that the title is only on the back cover. It's written in chapters, because that seemed like a good way to do it. I'll just read. The only poems in it are actually written by that friend of John Morrison's, the cardboard box critic. And I'm going to read chapter 2, which was entirely written by her, because the person who started writing this book, whose initials are E.M., had nothing to do with me because it's fiction. In the middle of the first chapter, decides that she can't write it. So Elisa San Pedrin has to write it. So here's Elisa San Pedrin. If anything, it's the fault of reading. When Chuspato's poetry appeared on my desk, I decided to give up writing poems. I moved to Bucharest to see if I could free myself from this crisis of experience, this excision of language. Then I saw Erin Morey in the park at a cafe table, looking at me. Why did she come here? What does she know about experience? Her mother tongues resist all attempts at a technical language. Is it that she has no mother tongue? Today I refuse to be pinned down to an identity. Right away I want to betray it. Infamy's gesture, author of this. Yes, looks out at the church on Strada Matei Voivod, Bucharest. The lights of an ambulance flash off the darkness of the walls. Siren. She sets down the pen and puts her fingers into her hair to hold her head still. Why did I write this? She thinks. The scythes. I I came to this eastern capital with my preconceptions and had no idea what it is to live here. I wanted to be awed or horrified by boulevards, wanted gris in my eyes. I mangled Ceausescu on the tongue, entered theaters at dusk and emerged in night's pulse, lips charged with the calyxes of girls and coffee. I'm drawn to this hive of the East because its clamors roil me. In my notebooks, streets die, mongrels give birth, virginity is fouled again and again, birds come out on bright tiled roofs and sing. I came to not be in Ukraine. My room looks across at one of those roofs, and in the morning I hear its birds. There are persons who can speak no more. Cauterized. I came with my preconceptions. I thought I would excise poetry, cast down the dice unread. E should have stayed in Ukraine or Canada. She has no business wanting to know me. And then a couple of... There are some poems in this book. They're all written by Elisa. And they all, the names of all, titles of all the poems are the titles of, she stole from Ovid, they're the titles of works by Ovid. So this is Medisamina facie feminine. Body, the illegible disgesture in front's all language, a body not even accounted for or constrained by this word body, which wills or bodes its own remnant to detach from neural bliss, a thick layer of cells, que se despreguen, creating thus context. Which is the body, come loose, dislodged, inadherable, malsane, rotted, dross, snot, lichen, tomb, drift, ambivalent, auge, neve, pus, fog, urine, saltimbanqui, snow. Fasti. I wanted to stop crying out like this before emigration. I wanted to shout, ice cream. Climbed up a narrow crevice, hastened by light. A true bit of the story came on a bird. A true bit of the story came on a tiny clove carved with a pin. I pushed it into the hole in my jaw. The sky. So it has touched we, that neuralgic point of extinction wreck. We will not hear 10 voices. We will scrap history. What ordinary translator translate outlasts human fear? Completely incinerate my... Does not endure, does not extinguish, ill be gain or forfeit, stricken, pale, stokes aversion to regret. Ice cream. Ice cream. A subject speaks amid the trees. Is that experience? Or is speech a subject's very constitution and assembly, which then makes experience possible? Subjectivity is nothing more than the aptitude of the speaker, says the quote, to posit itself as ego. It is in no way definable by a feeling an individual might hold in their inner forum or sanctum. Close quote. Having no inner forum suits me just fine. In me there is no inner law. Agamben's in no way lies quietly in my mouth beside definable, pushing it sideways. When I kissed her, the cord of the voice entered my body from her mouth, passing over the back of the tongue, its ligament, and down the esophagus or bronchi, piercing to the genitals. Je n'ai pas de vie intérieure. C'est le monde qui m'intéresse. A poem again, Somnium. It still proceeds from the same, I think. In search of the transcendental operations of the experience of I think, a chord drowned in the I think. Experience already refers to the I think. The synthesis accomplished by the unity of the I think behind experience. Experience which in the final analysis is not the I think. Nevertheless, the I think. Any ideal tie and any synthesis, I think. This is not a pure derision nor a simple failure of experience. It is the modality of the unmentionable taking on meaning. The Cartesian paradox of the idea of the infinite, blinded in me. Doors screen wet canvas, not admit smoke, scanted air to face. I have returned for child, and I was told to leave on cart. Told to stomach bayonet or disavow my brother carted off as pole. He liked horses, knew to plow. He was known to celebrate, get on with horses, apt. Also Ukrainians were incinerated, who hid or married we. poison seed of grain of hate intuits her family house of two. This good person has accompanied me to arbor light of tree. If counted surely, anybody would return. I wait on horses, trumpet, shelter night. Field breaks, child of crust to shirt, blood dry, blind. No one returned. Heroides. After the snows, we dug a hole in the roots where we could hide before any trace of our own feet would betray us. We sat in the hole all winter. When we emerged on the track near Hukisco, people ran from us. We were no longer alive, no longer human. Oracles of the ambulant, we were visible, for the air went coarse around us, but we could not be seen. If experience is authority, is it not also blindness? Do objects rise? The photographer of emigrants, the little tailor, the glazier, the shroud maker, the carpenter, son of David and Lee, died of hunger in 43. The baker, the rope maker, the shirt maker, died of hunger in Schwerz in 42. Refugee from Poland, the shoemaker, brewer, burned alive in the forest, candle maker, brick maker, scribe, harrier, maker of Ataras, daughter of Isaac, the miller, the printer, the water carrier, died in the snow from eating bark off trees without first boiling, died at the sign pit, betrayed by the one who brought them food. Near Huelin, Alberta, night whispers, Nelly, Tom, those years of war, scribe, scriven, love blots out its name. Fears, Maria, Anna, Joseph, Alex, Leon, Jan, lost or gone, where no one remains to make what is to be sold in towns, Billy, Ken, Aaron, how can any of us grow old? The texture of the paper infects the nib. The fields moved like this for days. If I were you, I'd turn the page now. There's no more to be gleaned here. What is it that you came to know? What is that Erin Morey writing at her cafe table? In a moleskin volant, black cover. Bought in Humanitas, Calea Victoriae, I bet. Bucharest is a city of contradictions, she's thinking. As someone does, not recognizing that she herself is contradictory. Streets are dug up. Under the streets, they found another city, a parallel city. All this time, the Bucharest under the ground thought of itself as Bucharest. And it was the 16th century. Traders of hides, brewers, carts, and smoke. Who entered? Who drank early? Who combed silence out of their hair? Mother, mother of Kant, antidote to romanticism. Awaiting the invention of the streetcar. Awaiting the invention of the gas light. Awaiting the dog days of August. Awaiting the invention of the air conditioner. In her spires of ink, the impossibility of leaving the other alone with the mystery of death. This way of laying claim to me, of calling me into question, this responsibility for the death of my other is a significance so irreducible that it is from it that the meaning of death may be understood. Responsibility here is no dictate, but all the gravity of love of the neighbor, upon which the congenital meaning of that word love rests, and which every literary form of its sublimation or profanation, I, je, yeu, presupposes. E. Levinas, Notes on Meaning, maybe. The grave is not a refuge. The debt remains. Amores. I do not think that. Nevertheless, I think that. I have tried to pass. I've always attempted to look. I was taken one day. I found myself surrounded. It is from this idea that I have even understood. I have never sufficiently developed. I have tried to define it otherwise. I substitute for comprehension. I might be entirely I, more I than I myself. If in a certain moment the I arises, I am not interested. I still remain I. I do not know if you may speak of hope. The infinity of this you, the I arises, against which death can do nothing. I'll just close. The last chapter of the book is a diary called Games of Chance. And this is the voice of E.M., who's actually trying to find, trying to find Elisa San Pedrin, and can't at this point. Finally, I brave my fears and go back to the museum, for there I can explore looking. In the room that protects the wooden church, I seek out the shirt. It's spread on the wall now in an elaborate cross with the neck rounded stiffly. On an empty stand where an explanatory plaque would fit nicely, there's a typed note. Nich noi numai stim, ce era scris aici, ceva frumos desperitim. Even we no longer know what was written here. Something beautiful about time. If E.S. is gone, is her research on experience ended? Yet if you dream of Elisa by that wooden church, it means she is close by, says Chus Pato. Another entry. I can't believe it. I saw her. In the warren of rooms in Palatul Parlamentului, third floor. I have to tell Chus. An exhibition of women video artists. She's in a blue anorak and beige jeans and sings the song my mother made me sing as a child to make myself stop crying. Over and over, just as my mother insisted. Around her on park benches, people wake up, panic at her warble and microphone, and leave. Keep on, this is the song, I won't sing it. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way if we keep on TSSOL. It startles me to see her on video. That's my grandmother, she's describing. And it was my mother in the cancer hat. She can't subsume what doesn't belong to her. But she does. I'll just stop there.